Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Ram Goldar and Tirim Mesechus of Avodah Zarah, Daf Samach Vav, the fifth parak HaSokhes HaPoel. The Zichu Mesechus of Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem Al Vasham, and Zichu Nishmas his son, Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin Al Vasham. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Abai and Rava disagree how to classify food items when determining if the forbidden element in a mixture is min bimino, a kind in its own kind, which prohibits b'mashu, even with a minimal forbidden amount, or min b'she'eno mino, a kind with another kind, which only prohibits b'nosin tam, or gives a discernible flavor to the mixture. All agree that aged yain nesach mixed into grapes only prohibits b'nosin tam because they're different in taste and name. However, regarding chamra chadita ba'anve, new wine mixed in grapes, Abaya holds basutama azlinan. We follow the flavor when classifying elements. Since new wine and grapes taste the same, they're considered min bimino, so even a mashu of wine prohibits the grapes. Rava holds basar shma azlinan. We follow the name of the items, and since they have different names, wine and grapes, they're considered min b'she'eno mino and only prohibit b'nosin tam. This malchokas also applies in the reverse situation. If wine vinegar and beer vinegar mixed, or wheat leaven and barley leaven mixed, and one was prohibited, Abai considers them min b'she'eno mino since they have different flavors, and Rava considers them min bimino because both are called vinegar and leaven, respectively. Point number two, the Gemara discusses chalogo chamra, if forbidden vinegar fell into wine. Abai and Rava agree that the vinegar prohibits the wine b'nosin tam because the vinegar is different from the wine in flavor, smell, and name. The wine retains its smell since it's greater in volume, and the vinegar had a different smell when it fell into the wine. However, chamra go chala, if forbidden wine fell into vinegar, the wine smell changes to that of vinegar when it entered the vinegar's airspace before mixing into the wine. In this case, Abai says the vinegar is prohibited with a mashua wine because he holds reche chala v'tame chamra chala. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered vinegar, so it's considered min bimino with the actual vinegar. Rava says the vinegar is prohibited b'nosin tam because he holds reche chala v'tame chamra chamra. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered wine, so it's considered min b'she'eno mino with the vinegar. And point number three, the Gemara discusses smelling wine through bastiha, a hole in a barrel cover to check its quality. Abai says it's prohibited for a Jew to sniff an Akum's wine because he holds recha milsihi. Aroma is a matter of substance, so smelling it is like consuming it. Rava says it's permitted to sniff an Akum's wine because he holds recha lav milsihi. Ramari suggests this question is a malchokas tanaim. A Mishnah states, Harodu pas chama, if one removes hot bread from an oven, v'nasna al pi chavis shel yain shel truma, and put it onto a barrel of truma wine, Ramir prohibits the bread to be consumed by a non-kohen because the bread absorbed the aroma of truma, and Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yossi permits it if the bread was made from wheat, but not barley bread, mifnesha saorim shovos, because barley draws the wine into itself. Thus, Rabbi Meir clearly holds recha milsihi, like Abaya, and Rabbi Yehuda appears to hold recha lav milsihi, like Rava. However, Abaya quotes Reish Lakish that regarding hot bread and an open barrel, all Tanaim agree the bread is forbidden to a non-kohen because it absorbs the aroma. They argue about hot bread on a closed barrel or cold bread on an open barrel, whether the bread absorbs the aroma. So once again, the three points are, number one, Abai and Rava disagree how to classify food items when determining if the forbidden element in a mixture is min bimino, a kind in its own kind, which prohibits b'mashu, even with a minimal forbidden amount, or min b'she'eno mino, a kind with another kind, which only prohibits b'nosin tam, where it gives a discernible flavor to the mixture. All agree that aged yain nesach mixed into grapes only prohibits b'nosin tam because they're different in taste and name. However, regarding chamra chadita ba'anve, new wine mixed in grapes, Abaya holds basutama azlinan. We follow the flavor when classifying elements. Since new wine and grapes taste the same, they're considered min bimino, so even a mashu of wine prohibits the grapes. Rava holds basar shma azlinan. We follow the name of the items, and since they have different names, wine and grapes, they're considered min b'she'eno mino and only prohibit b'nosin tam. This malchokas also applies in the reverse situation. If wine vinegar and beer vinegar mixed, or wheat leaven and barley leaven mixed, and one was prohibited, Abai considers them min b'she'eno mino since they have different flavors, and Rava considers them min bimino because both are called vinegar and leaven, respectively. Point number two, the Gemara discusses chalogo chamra, if forbidden vinegar fell into wine. Abaye and Rava agree that the vinegar prohibits the wine benosing tam because the vinegar is different from the wine in flavor, smell, and name. The wine retains its smell since it's greater in volume, and the vinegar had a different smell when it fell into the wine. However, chamur lo chala, if forbidden wine fell into vinegar, the wine smell changes to that of vinegar when it entered the vinegar's airspace before mixing into the wine. In this case, Abaye says the vinegar is prohibited with a mashua wine because he holds reche chala, the tame chamra chala. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered vinegar, so it's considered min bimino with the actual vinegar. Rava says the vinegar is prohibited by noising tam because he holds reche chala, the tame chamra chamra. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered wine, so it's considered min bishaino mino with the vinegar. And point number three, the Gemara discusses smelling wine through bastiha, a hole in a barrel cover, to check its quality. Abaye says it's prohibited for a Jew to sniff an Akum's wine because he holds recha milsihi. Aroma is a matter of substance, so smelling it is like consuming it. Rava says it's permitted to sniff an Akum's wine because he holds recha lav milsihi. Ramari suggests this question is a machlokas tanaim. A Mishnah states, Harodu pas chama, if one removes hot bread from an oven, manasna al pi chavis shel yain shel truma, and put it onto a barrel of truma wine, Ramir prohibits the bread to be consumed by a non-kohen because the bread absorbed the aroma of truma, and Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Yossi permits it if the bread was made from wheat, but not barley bread, mifnei seorim shovos, because barley draws the wine into itself. Thus, Rabbi Meir clearly holds recha milsihi, like Abaye, and Rabbi Yehuda appears to hold recha lav milsihi, like Rava. However, Abaye quotes Reish Lakish that regarding hot bread and an open barrel, all tanaim agree the bread is forbidden to a non-kohen because it absorbs the aroma. They argue about hot bread on a closed barrel or cold bread on an open barrel, whether the bread absorbs the aroma. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samech Vav, and a standard siman relates to sewing, and we use a tailor for the siman, a tailor. So here goes. The tailor sewing Basr Tama and Basr Shema tags, with the two rabbis debating a case of new wine Yesach that fell onto graves, knocked over a jug of wine which fell into a barrel of vinegar, changing its smell. When he warned his son not to place hot bread on a barrel of truma wine, because recha milsihi. Once again, it's a motion. The tailor sewing, that must more daf samach vav. The tailor sewing basr tama and basr shma tags, for the two rabbis debating a case of new wine yesach that fell onto grapes, which reminds us, regarding chamra chadusa ba'anve, new wine mixed in grapes. Abaye holds basr tama azlinan. We follow the flavor when classifying elements. Since new wine and grapes taste the same, they're considered min bimino, so even a mashu of wine prohibits the grapes. Rava holds basr shma azlinan. We follow the name of the items, and since they have different names, wine and grapes, they're considered min b'she'eno mino, and only prohibit benois and tam. So the tailor sewing basr tam and basr shma tags with two rabbis debating a case of new yain nesach that fell into grapes, knocked over a jug of wine which fell into a barrel of vinegar, changing its smell, which reminds us, if forbidden wine fell into vinegar, the wine smell changes to that of vinegar when it entered the vinegar's airspace before mixing into the wine. In this case, Abaye says the vinegar is prohibited with a mashu of wine because he holds recho chala v'tama chamra chala. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered vinegar, so it's considered min bimino with the actual vinegar. Rava says the vinegar is prohibited by noisin tam because he holds recho chala v'tama chamra chamra. Wine whose smell is vinegar and flavor is wine is considered wine, so it's considered min bishino mino with the vinegar. So the tailor sewing basr tama and basr shma tags with the two rabbis debating a case of new wine yain nesach that fell onto graves, knocked over a jug of wine which fell into a barrel of vinegar, changing its smell. When he warned his son not to place hot bread on a barrel of truma wine because recha milsihi, which reminds us, a Mishnah states, Haroda pas chama, if one removes hot bread from an oven, v'nasna al pi chavi shel yain shel truma, and put it onto a barrel of truma wine, Ramir prohibits the bread to be consumed by a non-kohen because the bread absorbed the aroma of truma, and Rabbi Yehuda permits it. Rabbi Meir clearly holds recha milsihi, like Abaye, and Rabbi Yehuda appears to hold recha lav milsihi, like Rava. So once again, the tailor sewing basr tama and basr shma tags for the two rabbis debating a case of new wine yain nesach that fell onto graves, knocked over a jug of wine which fell into a barrel of vinegar, changing its smell. When he warned his son not to place hot bread on a barrel of truma wine because recha milsihi. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf samach beis. So the siman daf samach beis is a submarine. So here goes. The submarine captain. Submarine? That must be more on daf Samach Beis. The submarine captain was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yain Nesach, which reminds us, the fifth parak begins, Asoches apol lasos imod b'yain nesach. If an idolater hires a worker to work for him with Yain Nesach, for example, to transport it, scharo aser, the wages are aser b'hana. The Gemara asks why the wages are prohibited, and Rabbi Yochanan explains, Knasu shekansu chochamim b'chamarim b'yain nesach. It's a penalty with which the sages penalize donkey drivers transporting Shemitah produce and those who work with Yain Nesach. So, the submarine captain who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yain Nesach and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenim and bury the ashes, which reminds us, Rav Chista instructed one to burn the wheat and bury the ashes in a cemetery that he was paid for working with Stam Yenim, proving that such schar is aser b'hana. The Gemara explains that he could not scatter the wheat since people would come to benefit from it, nor could he burn it and scatter the ashes since it may provide benefit as fertilizer. Burying it without burning it carries the risk that someone discovering it may think it was stolen wheat and not aser b'hana. So the submarine captain who was forbidden to use the money given to him for transporting Yain Nesach and told to burn the wheat paid to him for transporting Stam Yenim and bury the ashes, borrowed Shemitah produce from Anim to pay them back in the eighth year, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that the people of Rabbi Yannai's household borrowed Shemitah produce from the poor during Shemitah, uparuhu b'shminis, and repaid them during the eighth year with ordinary produce. Rabbi Yochanan told them, Yosin Abdin, they are acting properly and the repayment does not have Shemitah status. Rashi explains that since the Shemitah produce was consumed before the payment was made, it's not considered an exchange of the Shemitah produce. Daf Samech Gimel. So the Siman Daf Samech Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The Esnan sent early on a segue. Segue? That must mean we're on Daf Samech Gimel. The Esnan sent early on a segue with a note, if you need it earlier to be used as a carbon, acquire it from now, which reminds us the Gemara discusses an Esnan given before relations where it's permitted as a carbon. So the Esnan sent early on a segue with a note, if you need it earlier to be used as a carbon, acquire it from now, followed by another Esnan on a segue with a note, sorry, it's 3 years late, and prohibit it as a carbon, which reminds us, a brisa states that even if one only gave an Esnan 3 years later, the Esnan is prohibited as a carbon. Rav Chista explained that an Esnan is disqualified if he said, have relations with me for this lamb. Since he designated it, it's an Esnan even if he gave it afterwards. If he said, have relations with me for a lamb, without designating a specific lamb, it's a valid carbon because she does not acquire anything until she receives it after the relations, and it's not considered payment for relations. So the Esnan sent early on a segue with a note, if you need it earlier to be used as a carbon, acquire it from now, followed by another Esnan on a segue with a note, sorry, it's 3 years late, and prohibit it as a carbon. Pass a shop where the employer was telling his employees to go out and eat, and they will pay for it as their wages. While his rabbi told him he should be concerned, they may purchase Shemitah produce, which reminds us. A brisa teaches that although one may pay his workers without concern, they'll buy Shemitah or Maisa produce with it. If he told them, go out and eat and I'll pay for it as your wages, he does have to be concerned they may purchase forbidden food. This proves that when he later pays the Me'isr Kapara, he's paying forbidden money, meaning the money paid is considered an exchange for Shemitah produce and therefore cannot be given to an Am Haaretz storekeeper. Daf Samech Dalet. So the Siman Daf Samech Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The Jewish secret agent. Secret agent? That must be more Daf Samech Dalet. Sod. The Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to find and smash the barrels of Yain Nesach, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, which reminds us, a question was posed on the previous daf, Schar Lishbor B'Yain Nesach. If an Akum hired a Jew to smash barrels containing Yain Nesach to destroy it, are such wages permitted? Do we say Kevin Derotz B'Kiyumo, since he wants the wine's continued existence so he can be paid to destroy it, his wages are forbidden, or do we say anything to diminish idolatry is permitted? Rav Nachman answered, Yishbor B'Tavo Olav Bracha. He should break the barrels and a blessing should come upon him. So the Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to find and smash the barrels of Yain Nesach, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, spied on a goy who sold his idol to pay back a debt owed to a Yid, which reminds us, a brisa taught that if an Akum owed a Jew money and sold his idol or Yain Nesach, the Jew may accept the proceeds of the sale. This proves that the sold idol does not prohibit the money paid for it to an Akum. So, the Jewish secret agent hired by an Akum to bind and smash the barrels of Yain Nesach, who hoped they would stay whole, until he found them, spied on a goy who sold his idol to pay back a debt owed to a Yid, who was telling a Ger Toshav that he can nullify an idol, which reminds us, another question was asked. Ger Toshav, Moshe Yevato, Avodas Kochavim, can a Ger Toshav be Mevato, an idol? Do we say one who worships idols can nullify them, but one who does not worship cannot nullify? Or do we say anyone of an idolater's kind can nullify? And since a Ger Toshav is of an Akum's kind, since he doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, he can nullify idols. As part of the discussion, the Gemara brings three different definitions of a Ger Toshav. Daf Samachay, so the Siman Daf Samachay is sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Siman. So here goes. The shepherd using a sheep, shepherd, sheep, that must be on Daf Samachay. The shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesech, which reminds us, Menachem said to a Jew, transport for me 100 barrels for 100 prutos, where all 100 barrels must be transferred for the wages to be earned. If one barrel contains Yain Nesech, all the wages are prohibited. If he said, transport for me each barrel for a pruta, so even if he transports a barrel of Yain Nesech, the remaining wages are unaffected. So the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesech, saw his sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesech on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states, Yain Nesech shenafal gabi anavim. If Yain Nesech fell into grapes, yadichon vehen mutaros, he washes them off and they're permitted because no wine was absorbed into the grapes. However, if they're cracked, they're forbidden because the wine seeped through the cracks and washing them does not remove all the wine. So the shepherd using a sheep to transport 100 barrels of wine for 100 prutos, where one barrel was Yain Nesech, saw a sheep trip and spill some Yain Nesech on some grapes, which the grape owner began to wash off. While Rabbi told the Yid whose wheat the wine landed on to grind it and bake it into bread to sell to an Akum, not in the presence of another Jew. Which reminds us, in the case where Yain Nesech once spilled onto a pile of wheat, Rava permitted the Jew to first grind the wheat and bake it as bread, and then sell it to an Akum, because a Jew would not purchase bread from an Akum. All right, so now it's time to cuckoo with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do you discuss buying or renting a house in an idolater's chatzer to store wine? That's on Daf Samachov. Good. Number 2. Which step do you discuss whether a Ger Toshav can be Mevato, an idol? That's on Daf Samachdod. Good. Number 3. Which stuff when the wages for working with the Yain Nesech, for example, transporting it, are prohibited? That's on Daf Samachbeis. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you discuss the case where someone took hot bread and placed it on a barrel of truma wine and the malchok is whether recha milsehi? That's on Daf Samachbav. Good. Number 5. Which daf did we learn that wages for working with stam yenum are asur? Rav Chista advised someone to burn the wheat he was paid with and bury the ashes. That's on Daf Samachbeis. Good. Number 6. Which daf did we learn when an esam given after relations is disqualified? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you discuss the case where forbidden wine fell into vinegar and the wine smell changes and whether to go after the flavor or the smell to determine min bimino? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 8. Which daf do you discuss storing wine with an akum who's not the owner of the wine and whether a chayshin legomlin? That's on Daf Samachal. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you discuss whether we go basa tamo or basa shma for determining min bimino? That's on Daf Samachvav. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that it was mutter for people to borrow shmita produce and repay with eighth year produce? That's on Daf Samachbeis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.